That's a magic sound.
It's such a pleasure once again tonight to stand in front of you. You know, when you're given a chance to preach, it doesn't mean you're good. It means God has given you an opportunity. And also preaching, it's not as easy as it looks. Because the Bible says you are adding fire on your head. So you make sure you are ready when you want to minister. Because the Bible says you shall be judged by those who. So I don't want to come and preach things that will add fire on my head out of the other fires that might be there already. But I want to preach the gospel that will bring the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Last night, we were talking about soul ties. Let's go back to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18. That's where we were yesterday, and we'll start from there too. First Samuel chapter 18. And I'll start again from verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the sword of Jonathan was knit with the sword of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Now we're talking yesterday about how soul ties are made. And we spoke several things. We said soul ties can be made through relationship. We talked about soul ties through association or friendship. The kind of people you associate yourself with can end up, or can you can end up having soul ties with them. And we also talk about soul ties in relationship to, in related to sex, that through that you can also end up having soul ties. So we said there are so many types of ways how people get soul ties. And we said covenant, some of the things that we speak with our mouth, we end up building a soul tie with somebody. And we said the danger of soul tie is it never lets you go. That's the problem with a soul tie. That's why I said you might be married, but if you had a soul tie that has not been broken, you will still bound to go there. Some people are married to a man or a woman who is very abusive. They are beaten. Maybe they are suffering in the house. They will try to leave him, but they go back. They can't stay away from that man. No matter what kind of abuse they get, they want to go back. And sometimes people look and say, "What is wrong with this woman?" And people do not understand. But it's because of the soul tie that is between him and her. So if they end up finding a man who is good, who is not beating them, who is not abusing them, they will say he is not a good man. They want to go back to that man. You know why? Soul tie. Soul tie attaches you that it becomes so strong. That is so difficult for you to move on your life. You will try to go, but you will come back. I've seen something very interesting here, and I shall use it as an example before I use what I have. This is exactly what I had in my mind, but I couldn't do it. But thank God, whoever brought this you were in spirit. You are a very good man.
That's good.
Can you see it? That is tied up there. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, what a soul tie does is you are tied up with this person.
Amen.
So even if I go wherever I will go around, you are tied up there. It means I will come back, you are there. So even if you want to go this side, you can't go far because you're what? Tied up.
Yeah.
Yes. Even if you want to do something else, there's nowhere you can go because you're tied up.
Yeah.
So what soul ties does is it makes you go around the same circle every time and again.
Yeah.
And your life will never go further because you're tied to that.
Amen.
That's why we said it is important that you need to break a soul tie,
yeah,
for your life to proceed to get to your destiny.
Amen.
If you have associated yourself or your friends are those under the curse of poverty and you have associated yourself with them, your life will be like this. You won't go anywhere.
Amen.
Every month you broke, things don't move. Every time you get a relationship, it doesn't last long. Anything you want to do, it doesn't go anywhere. Why? Because you are tied up. And your life cannot go anywhere until that is broken.
Amen.
That's why I said a short time is so powerful. It limits you to achieve anything. That's why I said that's where the problem is nowadays. Not only with single people, even married people. That's why I said the more people you sleep with, the more soul ties you make. And the more you become bound to things that your life will end up not achieving anywhere. The most biggest thing or way of having a soul tie is through sex. You will not go anywhere. The second, it's that we spoke about friendship. They look very easy. The more time you spend with her, the more closer you become. That sometimes you miss her. She might not be even that close, but you will miss her because you have so time.
Amen.
That's why I said, spend time with a man who prays. You end up being a prayer person.
Amen.
Yeah. Spend time with a man who does not work. You end up being a lazy person. Because association produces what you are.
Yeah.
That's the problem with soul tie. It bounds you to the point that you can't go anywhere. Some of the diseases people are suffering, they are suffering because of soul ties. You have associated with people that always they are sick, and your body has inherited that, and now you are also sick every time you get.
Yeah.
So ties, they need to be broken. And I said, how do you break a soul tie? I said, number one, you need to acknowledge that you have soul ties. How do you acknowledge them? You need to look back and see what you have done. Some of you check your life. It was very nice life until a certain person came into your life. Things changed.
Yeah.
The moment you met that person, your life has changed.
Yeah.
You are a miserable person.
Amen.
You are no longer what you were. Yeah. That's why you need to begin to search. This was not me. These are not my things. I know somebody, when he was a bachelor, he used to have money. He would call you and say, can you send me your bank details? Without asking me money, and he would transfer money. The moment he got married, my brother, can I have 10 pounds, please? What has gone wrong with you? He was loaded. Now it's not like making money for fuel. Sometimes you will put even fuel on the safe, you know, there are some safe stations. I didn't know until he told me. He said there are some safe stations you can go with fuel and they give you certain days to pay. If you pretend you didn't, you lost the card or something. I didn't know until he told me. He said you go with fuel and then you tell them, I left my card and they said you have got 7 days to come. That was his life. Before that, his tank was never over half tank. It was always full. And you see him, he was a giver. From nowhere now, he's starting to put fuel to wait for 7 days to look for the money to come and pay. And then I said, but look back. What has gone wrong with you? You still do the same job you were doing. Still earning the same money you were earning. What has changed? The house you are still living the same. Nothing has changed. You have just brought a wife in the house. Things have changed. I said, hey, watch. I'm not saying divorce her, but I said, watch. The moment he did that and began to break the case, his life changed.
Amen.
I can tell you now, after some years, yesterday he called and said, brother, where are you? I said, I'm driving, I'm preaching somewhere. He said, send me your bank details. I want to bless you. That's the first time, I don't know after how many years. That is blessing me.
Amen.
But you know, because we're talking of these short ties, I said, no, my brother, look, how some friends came in your life, it changed.
Preach.
Some of you started drinking when you never used to drink.
Yeah.
Some of you started smoking because of your friends. Some of you started drugs because of your friend. It wasn't you! But it was your friend. You had sought ties with them. And now you're bound that your life cannot go anywhere. You're stuck.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
True.
But I've come to tell you the good news. If you acknowledge and you identify where it is, the next thing we are going to do is to repent.
Amen.
We'll go back and say, Lord, I come before you. I know I have sinned and have failed, and I please ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
And when we do that, we shall not stop there. We'll begin to break the sore ties.
Yeah.
I told you that when you're breaking sore ties, you don't say, Father, I'm breaking sore ties. It is a wall. You need to pray. You know when you're in prayer, there are times you need to prepare and begin to fall
yourself.
And say, Father, I have had enough of you. But today, I don't need this. And begin to fold your trousers. And say, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I break so I break every test. And I keep you in the power of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, there are times you need to imagine like you're in a war.
Yes.
And begin to fight. You need to fight for your life.
Amen.
You need to fight for your children. You need to fight for your parents.
Amen.
You need to fight for your friends.
Yes.
You need to go into war and say, this cannot continue like this anymore.
Amen.
You need to come to a point and say, enough is enough. You need to build an anger. Sometimes some people call it a holy anger.
Yeah.
You need to build it inside of you and begin to see yourself and say, no, this cannot continue like this forever. I need to change my life. I need to change my family life. You know, when you're in war, you don't joke. You hit the enemy on point. Because if you miss, he hits you hard. So before he hits you, hit him. That's why we're talking about sore ties. That if you're not careful, your life will not change. So many Christians have accepted Christ, but they haven't broken their soul ties. And as a result, there's no much change in their life. Soul tie can hold you forever. And it will make you not to go any further. You will remain the same. You know, if we leave this thing, yeah, go to bed. Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll still be there. Am I right?
Yes.
True. If it was we are not renting this place, or we are just visiting. If we leave this for the next 10 years, we'll find it there.
Yeah.
That is what happens with our life. If we are not careful, we will remain the same place forever. And you'll be seeing some people moving forward. And you do know what it starts? You begin to be jealous.
Amen.
And jealousy does not only stop there, you begin to gossip. You know the reason you're jealousy? It's because you're not moving on. The reason you're jealousy? It's because you're stuck.
It's true.
And you can see some people say, no, they are progressing. Why me?
Yeah.
And then let's talk about that. Who? What does it mean? She is. She just came to Lepico last year and she wants to take off. Because you're still stuck.
Amen.
That's why some people are coming and overtaking you and you're still there.
Yeah.
And guess what? Some people will come and overtake you and you will still be there. Until you recognize that I'm tied up and I need to free myself out. This, no matter how I pray for you, it will not go. You know why? Because you need to take responsibility. You yourself, you need to begin to break. Because I didn't help you. I didn't help you. That was your choice to associate with those people. That was your choice to sleep with that girl. That was your choice to sleep with that man. And you have associated yourself with them. Therefore, you need yourself to go before God and repent and cut that sore tie and say, God, I speak freedom over you. When you do that and you come, you know, even when we are praying for you, it will not be a problem. I'll just say, hey, in Jesus' name, take your freedom and it's gone. Why? Because you have taken the responsibility. Matthew will tell you, there are some demons, you cast them 4 or 5 hours, they don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Until you tell them and say, start repenting. The moment they repent, you see they are gone.
It's true.
Amen. Yeah.
If you haven't repented, if there's no repentance, we can cast the demons 12 hours, they will not go.
Amen.
That's why we're talking about breaking.
Yeah.
They're so tired. Repentance. Forgiveness. It's important you forgive them. Some of them, yes, they have brought hell in your life. That when you look at them, sometimes tears come out because of the pain that they have caused in your life. It is so hard. It is so difficult. But you need to let it go.
Amen.
You need to forgive. Do you know the most painful thing to do? It's to forgive.
It's beautiful.
Amen.
Let me tell you the truth. It's not easy to forgive. It's hard. Because some of the things, it's not that you did them, but they did to you. And then you go and say, I forgive you. In the real world, they are supposed to come and ask you forgiveness. But in the heavenly world, I will go and ask for forgiveness, though they are the ones who have lost.
Yes, that's true. It's good.
You know why? Because I want to move on.
Amen.
Sometimes you look and pain will come in your eyes. Some of you, if I were to say, just to look back on the things that people do, tears will come to you. I told you last time that it is not easy to let it go. Some of the people today, they have done things to your life that today you still remember. Said, if they did not do this, I could have been here. Or I could have achieved this. But because you have received Christ now, I say, let it go.
Amen.
It might be painful. It might be hard. It might be difficult. But I want you to let it go. When you forgive, you are relieving yourself from bitterness, from sickness, from these demons also. They are coming out of your life.
It's true.
If you haven't forgiven, no matter how you cast out demons, they will not go. Forgiveness is very important to every Christian. Forgiveness brings healing.
Amen.
Forgiveness brings peace.
Amen.
Forgiveness brings joy to you.
Amen.
Until you let it go, I was talking to someone who was telling me the sad story on how she was left. And I was saying, can you let it go? She said, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, I might not know what I'm talking about, but I want to tell you that the Jesus I have, when you take him into you, and then you believe what I'm telling you, that pain will go.
Amen.
I said, I'm not saying it will be easy, but that pain will go. Because you will find love that you have never found before. And then I started cheering to her. I said, you know what? I had what they call rejection on my life.
Yeah.
I carried a spirit of rejection. At school, people would fight a fight that I was not involved in, but I'll be the one fired from school. One time people fought when I was at my parents' house. I was at a boarding school. And that weekend I was at my parents' house. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. People fought on Sunday. I came back to school Monday morning. On the assembly, they are announcing people that got that were involved in the fight. My name came out. And I was suspended from school. I went to my father said, how did it happen? I said, I don't know. Whether there was another ghost of me there or what, I didn't understand. We went to the headmaster, and said, I was not here, I was at home. My parents are there. This is what we were doing. I said, no, your name came up that you were involved in a fight. Therefore, you are suspended. I looked at myself, I said, God, why? It wasn't easy. Life wasn't that good. I'll see people, children like this. When I was young, they are praying and doing whatever they are doing. I'll come to sit and join them. I want to be part of them. One by one, they will leave and go on that corner. And I'll be on my own. That was the kind of a life. It was so painful because I felt rejected. Do you know why? Because my stepmom always said, you are nobody. You will never achieve anything in your life. You will never go anywhere in life. And those things followed me wherever I went.
Yeah. It's true.
I would say, God, what long have I done to this woman? But when I received Jesus Christ, this woman used to cross the door. Sometimes I'll sleep outside. You know, Matt has been to Africa a lot, you will know this, what I'm talking. We have some toilets that they are a little bit far from the house. I remember we went to one village with Matt. He couldn't stand in the toilet because he would be seeing me up. Because the toilet was short. But those are the kind of toilets that we had. And they could close the house. And I had to lie down in there. Because I had nowhere to sleep. It was painful. It was difficult. But when I received Jesus Christ, the first thing that the Holy Spirit ministered to me, I was praying, I think it was around 2, 3 a.m. He said, go and ask forgiveness from your mother.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, ha ha, that is impossible. She is the one who should be coming back to me and ask for forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit insisted. One night, I went home, sit down, and everybody had just left, and my mother alone stayed. And then I said, this is my opportunity. I said, Mom, I just thought of asking for forgiveness.
Come on, beautiful.
And I was kneeling down.
Wow.
I looked at her. I said, maybe I've been naughty, or I haven't been a good boy. I don't know what it is. I have received Jesus Christ as the Lord my Savior.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you please forgive me and let me go? When I said let me go, what I meant is just bless me. At least speak something nice upon my life. She said, oh, don't worry. You know, my mother, I just say whatever. But deep down my heart, I said, I have done my part. Whether she has accepted or not. But I have done what the Lord said to me. Guess what? 2 or 3 weeks later, I went to this conference and people were preaching And at the end, there were pastors, I think seven of them. One, it's three standing this side, three this side, one at the back. And then they said, preach and preach. And they said, Sam, come walk on this group. So I was walking in between pastors. And they were all praying. And when I walked in there, all of them, they started saying, we break every spirit of rejection upon you. We break your spirit of rejection. All of them. When I got to the last man at the end, he said, from today onwards, you have found favor before God and before man.
Amen.
Guess what? From that day to today, that's why I told you yesterday, I said, if you are not happy with me, you'll be the first one. Because God has changed it.
Amen.
Now I don't go to a place where they don't want me. I feel loved. I feel welcome. Because there's a change of my life.
Amen.
But it wasn't like that before. It was hard. It was difficult. It was painful.
Amen.
I slept and cried for a time. I slept without eating. Not that because my father couldn't provide. There was food. But because they decided not to give me food. At the age, maybe of Reuben, I could wear a shirt of my stepbrother as big as me, and they would give me a shirt, give a shirt the size of Reuben. So I would wear a shirt like this, and thought, imagine Reuben wearing my shirt, how it would look like. Not that my parents could not afford, because by then, my father had drivers, they had to open the door for him when he's getting into the car or when he's getting out. The man was there. But I had no relationship with my father at all. But when God changed things, my life was not the same again. Those people that despised me, they began to look for me.
Yeah.
And they began to change and say, you know, that man is blessed. You know, from nowhere, I started appearing in newspaper. Oh, this has done this. Oh, I've gone outside of the country to preach. And I was still very young. God started opening the doors.
Hallelujah.
And those that they said you will be a noble there, they began to say that Christ has made me somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your history, your life can change.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you want your life to change, you need to break the soul ties.
Amen.
When we have broken soul ties, the life will be easy for us to go on. Because Christ will take us to another level. Life can be different with Christ and without soul ties.
Amen. I don't want to keep enjoying myself. Because sometimes I can talk for Africa. For Africa. Because I hear people say, you talk for England, I talk for Africa. What am I trying to say tonight? Maybe. Let's go to the book of John chapter 11. That's where we'll finish. Eden, come. Yeah. I think I'll make it straight, a little bit simple, and then we come to the next stage. Finish up. You're in trouble, my brother.
Yes.
If you haven't laid down today, you lay down.
Okay.
But stand up first.
Okay.
Come help me. Come help me.
Is there a straitjacket?
We want to tie him with this thing.
Manute.
Okay. Put it somewhere inside. Okay, do you want to move that just a little bit to the other side? No pillow, man. There's no comfortability for you. Because when you're bound,
you have no freedom to take what you want.
Amen.
When you're bound, you have no choice to say, I need a pillow, because you are bound. John chapter 11. Verse 38. The Bible says, then Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he said that, spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. I didn't want to tie his face because he still needs to breathe. Yeah. But what am I trying to do today? It's just to show you something. That when Jesus went to the graveyard, so let's just imagine that this is a graveyard. Okay? And that's Lazarus in the graveyard. So we imagine this is the stone that was on the graveyard. And the Bible says, when Jesus came to the graveyard, he said to them, yeah, take off the stone. Do you mind to take it? Pull it off. But before they took it, hold your peace. Stand there. But before they took it, the Bible says, Martha said, don't do it. Because it's what? He's dead for 4 days. There is a bad odor that is coming out in there. Listen to this. Jesus wants to call Lazarus out. But the sister is saying, no. There is a bad odor in there. Don't do it. But Jesus said, did I not say if you believe? And then he said, take the stone out. And then when they moved the stone out, the Bible says, and Jesus cried out and said, Lazarus, come forth. Put you to sit up. And the Bible says, Lazarus came forth. Yeah? Now, Lazarus has come forth. But the Bible says, he was bound with what? With clothes from the graveyard. And the napkin was still on him. But guess what? There was life in him.
Amen.
Can you get the sense?
Amen.
He is no longer dead, but there is life in him. But what is happening is though there's life, there are things that are holding him to his freedom. Amen. There are things that are identifying him that he is dead. Mm-hmm. Now Jesus said, untie him and what? Let him what?
Let him go.
Go. What am I trying to say is Lazarus had a life in him which Jesus put. But the problem was the clothes that were there, that were holding him to go.
Yeah.
This is what is happening to so many Christians today. They have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. But they are still tied up with their own past.
Amen.
Their life is still under those things that they used to do.
Amen.
They want to go, but they can't go because they are still bound.
Amen.
Until Jesus calls you out and say, let him go, That's when you shall go. What am I trying to say? Until we break the short ties, then we shall have freedom. Unless we take off the old person that is in us, then we shall be able to live as Christ-like.
Amen.
Yeah.
But as far as we are still tied up, we will remain in the same shackle.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the moment he came forth, they said, take off the clothes and let him out. Go. Jesus unloosed Lazarus for his freedom. Amen. So many people in church today, they are so desperate for their freedom. But you cannot have your freedom until you identify that which is troubling you. The problem we have as Christians for so many times is we cover our sins. We hide them. You can hide that sin to Matt. You can hide that sin to your friend, but you cannot hide it to God.
Amen.
Because God knows it. That's why I'm saying tonight, it's a night that we need to go back to God. Amen. And begin to repent and say, Father, forgive us, yeah, for we have sinned against you. Yes. Father, forgive us, for we have failed before you. Amen. And then begin to break every chain. And begin to break every short tie. Yeah. And begin to renew our mind. For the Bible says what? Renew your what? Your mind. And we can only do that with the word of God. Amen. Those evil dreams that you have during the night when you go to bed, you can overcome them, yeah, if you are free. Amen. You have peace of mind when you are sleeping. Amen. Some of you, maybe you can't even switch off the lights in your own bedroom. I've seen people running away from their own shadows because of fear. You need to overcome the spirit of fear.
Amen.
You need to overcome the spirit of darkness.
Amen.
You need to overcome the spirit that is hindering you,
yeah,
to get to your destiny.
Amen.
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 And not only that, don't let that person who offended you, who made you angry, who made you miserable, to keep messing up with you until today.
Yeah.
It's time you say enough is enough. You have done your part in my life,
yeah,
but you shall not have any more part in my life.
Yeah.
Because Christ is taking over, and I am going to the next level.
Yeah.
Because
amen.
I believe in this,
yeah,
God.
Amen.
That
amen.
All things are possible.
Yeah.
If you believe in this God, and you trust in this God, it doesn't matter what has happened in your life. It doesn't matter who abused you. It doesn't matter who did that to you. But what matters, it's for you to say, Jesus, I am lady. I am lady. The moment you do that and you open your heart to God, things will begin to change. You know, we can pray, we can cast out devils. People can vote out. People can do whatever. But the most and the first most important thing is about repentance. We need to repent. We need to come back to God. We need to break those soul ties. We need to break all those things that are making us to fail to God. Some of us, the reason why we can't even pray for 10 minutes, it's because we are tied down. That's why 10 minutes, you can't pray for over 10 minutes. You know why? Because you are tied down. When you pray 10 minutes, it's like you're praying for 2 hours. You are sweating and you're tired. 10 minutes. It's because these things haven't gone. The moment you're free and pray, sometimes you don't even know where time is gone. Mm-hmm. You will go and say, oh, my time. The other night I was at home, I think it was last week, I just thought I was listening to some good worship, and then I went into prayer, and the next thing I was in tongues, and so forth. The next time I saw, it was 4 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm going to wake at 7 o'clock. Where the time had gone, I don't even know. But you know what? When the spirit takes over, you will not know where time is gone.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Come on.
Not every 2 minutes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit to take you to the next level.
Yeah.
The only way you can go to the next level is cut the soul ties. When we cut the soul ties, and then we have loosened ourselves, and we are ready to go into the hall of holies, then things begin to change.
Amen.
You know, if those priests, when they were going to the Holy of Holies, they used to tie them their leg. If they see there's no movement, they will pull it. In other words, they said maybe he's dead. But we have been given a freedom to go into the Hall of Holies without being tied with anything. With our hands and just lift and begin to worship and say, you are holy, God. And there is no one else like you. And you can jump, you can dance, you can do anything because we have been given access through Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says when he was on the cross of Calvary, when he died, that curtain was torn apart. In other way, it was a way for us to come in. That's why when Jesus went on the cross of Calvary, when he was about to die, when he had laid his hand and people were waiting, the Bible said, Jesus said, it is finished. It doesn't matter what you have gone through. It doesn't matter how bad things have been. But I've come to tell you that through the blood of Jesus, today it is finished. We are going to break every curse. We are going to break every sword. We are going to break every spirit of poverty and everything that is holding us. We say in Jesus' name, today we put a mark of the blood of Jesus between me and the sword ties, between me and those friends, between me and my family, between me and my children. I declare the blood of Jesus and change is coming, whether the devil likes it or not. But today we say it is finished.
Yeah, come on.
God bless you. I'm done.
Amen.
That's it for
you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, shut up.